Sara Sharif was a spirited child who loved to sing and play her guitar. But last summer, everything changed.
I killed my daughter.
She was murdered aged 10, when she should have been kept safe.
I'm a cruel father.
Sara was subjected to a campaign of abuse at the hands of her father, Orfan Sharif. Her stepmom, Binish Batul, and uncle, Faisal Malik, were also on trial for her death. Sara's dad claimed he was a loving parent, despite a confession to police while on the run in Pakistan.
Take a deep breath and tell me what's happened.
I cannot. I physically punished my daughter and she died.
Your daughter has died?
I killed my daughter.
How have you killed your daughter?
I beat her up. It wasn't my intention to kill her, but I beat her up too much.
It was here at home in Woking where Sara should have felt safest that she was subjected to sustained cruelty, being battered with a cricket bat and pole, an iron to her buttocks, being restrained with masking tape, being hooded, strangled and bitten.
Details Ava's mum is shielding from her daughter, who started year seven this year without her friend.
She was very bubbly, she was very kind, she was never shy. She always used to be in like a pretend fashion show, and it was just really nice to watch.
But not all memories are happy. Ava says Sara once came to school covered in bruises.
She told me she fell off her bike, but I just knew that's not something that you would fall off your bike.
The truth about Sara's life kept hidden.
Couldn't we have noticed something, how they were with Sara?
The Sharif's next-door neighbour, Judith, worries she missed potential red flags, especially when Batul told her they were pulling Sara out of school.
Sara had been bullied for wearing a hijab and they'd removed her from the school. I thought that that was very alienating for the child. And Binash said, well, she's making friends in the mosque. I said, OK, conversation ended.
But you didn't buy that?
I didn't buy that.
And with good reason. Prosecutors say Sara was homeschooled and covered up to hide her injuries.
Police, hello, anyone in?
But by the time police arrived at the family home, it was too late. Sara's body was found alone on a bunk bed. They also found this note next to her from her dad. I love you, Sara, it read. I'm running away because I am scared. The Sharif family had decided to leave the country.
Your travel dates, please?
Early as possible.
And return?
Single.
The family left for Heathrow the day after Sara died, leaving for Pakistan. Shortly afterwards, an international manhunt was in full swing. They went to Jhelum in the north of Punjab, where they first stopped at the family home. Sky News made contact with them and were sent this video used as evidence at trial.
Sara's death was an incident. We are willing to cooperate with the UK authorities and fight our case in court.
After 35 days, they did just that. They landed at Gatwick, police waiting for them.
Which one is your bag?
I don't have any bag.
Handcuffed, they left the plane, were arrested and interviewed by police.
Can you tell us, please, what happened? No comment.
But how this was allowed to happen remains to be answered. Questions a review will seek to find out.
I think this case, certainly in my nearly 30 years in policing, has been the most shocking. The levels of neglect that were perpetrated upon her, I've not come across a case that has reached these heights.
But we've been here before. Opportunities missed, mistakes made. And yet again, another child has paid the price. Failed in both life and death. Saba Chowdhury, Sky News.